And how often do we have to feed him?
What do you mean, how often? Just all the time, my friend. All the time would be nice.
At first, the rabbits were prepared to go along with Hazel and help the bird, although they grumbled at the unpleasant work involved in finding insects and grubs. But after a time, the grumbles became openly voiced complaints. Complaints which were worrying Dandelion so much, he spoke about it to Hazel one afternoon.
Hazel?
We're in for trouble. Real trouble. Mutiny, in fact.
Mutiny? Well, I'm not surprised.
It's been 3 days now, and they've all had enough. Now tell me, why did you bring that bird here? You must have a reason.
I have. I want Kiha to be grateful. Grateful and friendly. I want to see him fly again. And when he can fly, I want him to go exploring. For us. Well, who better than a bird could tell us where the nearest warren is? Where we'll get ourselves some females.
So that's it. But will he be grateful?
Well, that's why I haven't said anything. How can I be sure? He did make me a promise, but when the time comes, when he does take to the air,
he could simply keep on flying? Back to the end of the world?
Yes. To his home. Back to the end of the world.
It wasn't exactly a mutiny, perhaps, but the supply of grubs and other wrigleys did begin to dwindle during the next couple of days. Then, for no reason that Hazel could see, everything suddenly changed. There was an upsurge of enthusiasm. The rabbits began scouring the grasslands, frantically fossicking under logs, turning over stones. Soon there was a beaten path to Kiha's nest at the mouth of the burrow.
Well, I don't understand. What's happened?
Can't you guess, Hazel? Then come with me.
Dandelion led the way into the warren, crossed into the tunnel that led up towards the nest. Kiha was receiving hawkbit and silver, and for once, he seemed happy.
Ah, what is this? A cockroach. Oh, lovely.
And I know where there are some more. Mm,
beautiful, beautiful.
Good for you, cockroaches. Make you strong, Kiha.
Ah, yeah, plenty strong. It take time, though, understand?
Sure. I've only got a spider, but it's a big one. Soon you fly, and then you,
You know, Kiha. Like you said.
Ah, like I said, I'll find you some mothers. Barren without female mothers, no bloody good, huh? But first, plenty food, then I go look. You tell the other rabbits, yeah? Make me strong, and I find you some mothers, huh? Oh, more cockroaches, you said?
Now, that seagull is nobody's fool. And he's going to sit there being fed by us for the rest of his life, by the look of it. And how did the wing behave, Kiha?
Oh, good, good. No troubles. Well, you no want to hear what Kiha finds?
Oh, yes, yes, please.
What did you find, Kiha?
Females, you saw some does.
You know there's a warren.
Well, first, I fly this way, then that way. Nothing, nothing. Kiha very sad, very, very sad for rabbits. No mothers, Kiha say. No mothers anywhere. Then, aha, then he remember. He remember farm has bad, bad cat. But also something else, maybe. Because he think, he not sure, but he just think that maybe last time he was there. So, he fly to farm, he look in the barn, and what do Kiha see in that barn?
What?
In a box. Rabbits that live with men. Pet rabbits.
Pet rabbits? What are they?
No, I've heard of them. They're no good.
No good? Well, what do you mean? Very pretty, the female.
They don't know how to run wild. Take them out of their box, and they couldn't even feed themselves.
Oh, but, Captain, surely we could teach
them. They're useless, I tell you. First day, a fox would get them, or a stoat, or a dog. And, Kiha, that's all you found?
Oh, no. Not all, Bigwig. I find more also. Out that way is river. For me, oh, a few flaps of the wings for a rabbit, maybe 2 days walking, huh?
River, and?
On this side of river, I see a warren. A big warren.
A big one?
He's a town of rabbits, yeah. Big place. Plenty mothers running round. Plenty.
Then that's what we want.
Plenty mothers, huh? Then one of them is for old Hawkbit, I reckon.
Oh, when, Hazelrath?
Yes, when? When do we go?
Wait. There is something Kiha must tell you. There is an iron road.
What?
Iron road. The men, they make them. It is behind the warren. Do not try to cross the iron road. Never. It's bad. Dangerous. Yeah.
But what is an iron road?
Well, there are many roads. And there are a few iron roads. On the iron roads runs a long, long, noisy thing. A thing like many, many boxes, one behind the other. And the thing, it goes choo-choo-choo-choo, choo-choo. Huh? You never see one of those?
Never.
I don't think I want to. Sounds more scary than the Black Rabbit of Inlay, I reckon. Now what's the matter, Bigwig? Now what have I said?
There are some things you don't joke about, Hawkbit. And the Black Rabbit is one of them.
Oh, sorry.
That night, after eating time, Hazel called his rabbits together in the great burrow. Their own great burrow, now almost finished. Never, he told himself, has a rabbit had a more attentive audience. For the subject is females.
Well, my friends, we now know where they are, don't we? And with the good Kiha flying above us, and he says he will, above us to show us the way, we cannot go wrong, can we?
And today we all thought that old seagull had cheated us, didn't we, Fiver?
Seems to me you never know where you are with a seagull.
Seems to me you never know where you are with anybody. But that's the way. Now, the thing is, who goes on this expedition?
Not you, Hazelrath. I'm sorry, but...
But why not? Well, I took it for granted that...
It may be dangerous. And you're our chief rabbit. You're our Ra.
That's right. We talked it over up top just now when we were feeding.
And your place is here, don't you agree? I mean, what if you didn't come back?
Hazel was taken by surprise. He looked at Bigwig, then at Major Holly, and saw that they agreed with the others. For the first time, he found himself actually feeling like a leader of a warren, and he liked the way he felt. It was, well, exciting. Had all these rabbits staring at him, to know that they really did depend on him. Before he knew what had happened, the members of the expedition had been elected. Buckthorn, Strawberry, and Silver, with Major Holly in charge. They set off next morning. There had been talk of moving at night, but Kihar's response to this was...
A seagull flying in the dark? Are you bloody crazy?
It was to be a purely peaceful mission. With a party of four, what else could it be?
Be polite and pleasant. Tell them we're a small group starting a new warren and would be very obliged... Well, that sort of thing. Now, that should do the trick. Now, are you ready, Kiha?
Oh, whenever they are.
Then off you go. And good luck. Well, Captain, the rest is up to them and to Frith.
It may be a bit of help from LRRR.
Females? We're going to have some females. Lots of little Hawkbits running all over the place.
What a ghastly thought. Hazel, what are you doing? Just think of it. It was 4 nights later that Hazel had his bright idea. In next to no time, he rounded up Dandelion, Pipkin, and Hawkbit. Then he went looking for Fiver. His brother listened to him, and then turned away.
Don't do it, Hazel.
What's the matter with you? We'd be there and back before anyone missed us. And can't you just see their faces? The Majors and Silvers and Buckthorns and Strawberries. Well, can't you, Fiver? When they arrive with their does, we'd say, oh, by the way, we've already got two of our own. Would you care to see them?
You want to show off, don't you?
What do you mean?
You want to get in first, don't you? That farm's bad luck. It's where the cat attacked Kiha, and there's sure to be a dog. Did you ever hear of a farm without a dog? And besides, you know what Bigwig said. Pet rabbits would be more trouble than they're worth. I wouldn't go anywhere near that farm.
I see. Well, please yourself. But Pipkin's coming.
You know why, don't you?
Because poor Pipkin will go anywhere you go, that's why. Look, I wasn't going to tell you this, but now I must. I've had another dream.
Oh, fine.
No, wait. A dream about a bird. It was sick and it was frightened. And it was sitting alone on the branch of a tree.
Father, they're waiting for me.
Let them wait. It was dying, that bird. And I felt terribly sorry for it. Then do you know what happened? It turned into you. It wasn't a bird, Hazel. It was you. You were dying.
Sometimes. You know, I believe you think up dreams to suit yourself. But, well, you produce a dream for almost any occasion.
Do you, Hazel? Do you honestly?
Well, I refuse to believe this one. I'm going. Good night.
Thus began what later became known as the raid on Nuthanger Farm. It was the blackest of nights. That at least was in their favor. They approached the farm slowly, rabbit slow. A hop, a step, and a pause.
Would this be it? What Kiha called the barn?
I think so. The rabbit box should be in there somewhere.
What's happened to the other two?
Orpik and Pipkin. Oh, they're waiting back there.
Not me. I'm here.
Then you shouldn't be.
There's a dog over there, but he's tied up. He's asleep.
And pray to Frith that he stays that way.
All was still. There were smells of straw and cow dung, of rotting leaves, cattle feed, chickens and bran. Also cat, more than one cat. But, and this gave them courage, there was as well the smell of rabbit. They crept inside the barn. Sure enough, there was a box, and in that box were four rabbits. Two males, two does.
Who's that? Who's there?
Friends. Don't be afraid.
What do you want? Where do you come from?
From the hills.
From the hills? Truly? You run around free?
I hear, at last, the charming voice of a doe.
We go where we like. Live as we please. Choose our own food. Stretch out in the sun when the weather is good. And what else?
Oh, sometimes we dance in the moonlight.
And we live under the ground.
Not in a box. You've never been put in a box?
Never. We die. No, our life is a free life.
How odd. But it does sound rather fun. Don't you think, Haystack? In fact, it sounds simply marvellous.
Wouldn't you like to run away? Live the way we live?
But out there you have things called foxes, don't you? I've never seen one, but the cats told us.
They come here sometimes just to tease us. They're awful, those cats.
Well, yes, we do have foxes. But you're a rabbit, you can run, can't you? I couldn't say. I wouldn't know.
We've never tried, you see.
We're safer where we are, Boxwood. And you know it. We were born behind wire. We've always lived behind wire.
But, Laurel, wouldn't you like a change? Does that mean we have to die behind wire? What do you think, Haystack? She's terribly shy, our Haystack.
And that's something you'll never be, Clover.
This Laurel is a grumpy old thing, but he's right. I'm not one little bit shy. And I don't care. What's your name? I'm Clover.
I'm Hazel. And this is Dandelion. And this is Pipkin.
Hazel. Dandelion. And Pipkin. What interesting names. Well, this other doe... But you heard, didn't you? Her name is Haystack. She... Excuse me a moment. The haystack wants to know if you mean what she thinks you mean. Are you... are you really inviting us to run away with you?
We are. Well, all four of you, if you like.
No, thank you. And I think that goes for Boxford, too.
Then we'll come with you. Haystack and I.
Are you sure?
We'd love to. That's the door. It opens from the top.
Do you silly females understand what you're doing?
Not really. But this is exciting, don't you think? There's a wooden peg thing that holds that lock. Do you see it? Well, if you stand on your hind legs and get that peg between your teeth...
Got it. Right.
Oh, sorry. Hazel, we've got to get out of this, and fast.
I know. Quickly, hop out, Clara,
and your friend. You females are out of your mind.
Oh, do be quiet, Laurel. Well, we're ready.
You two bucks, are you sure you won't come? You'll be welcome, you know.
Go away, why don't you?
Thank you all the same. We know when we're well off, you see. But thanks, and good luck.
Which one was your mate, Clara?
Which one? Laurel or Boxford? Does it matter now?
We mustn't make a sound from now on.
Run! Run for your lives! Two! There are two of them! Look out, Pipkin!
Hold it! Where are you? Which way do we go?
Here! Over here! Run! Keep running! You'll take the ghost! Just keep running!
Hazel found himself with a mouthful of cat's fur. He spat it out. The cats backed away, crouched, their tails moving slowly from side to side, still staring at him. The others had fled into the shadows and beyond. Then, abruptly, the courtyard was flooded with light. Two men had appeared in a doorway, one holding a shotgun. Hazel leapt.
Pipkin? Dandelion? Is that you?
Dear Frith, it's Fiver. Yes, Fiver.
I came to find you. I've had a gun and... Hazel? Where's Hazel? He's dead, isn't he?
Men? Men with a gun?
At the farm?
Yes, at the farm.
I tried to tell him. Pipkin, I did try. And these are the does.
Hello. He was your big brother, they say. I'm so sorry.
Yes. Now, let's go back to the Warren.
They went back in silence. Down in the great burrow, there was silence again when the news had been told. A few of them glanced quickly at the two does and, as quickly, turned away.
They're blaming us, Haystack and me. But it's not our fault, is it? They're not fair.
They don't blame you, Clover.
Oh, yes, they do. That huge one over there, he looks as if he hates us.
Oh, that's Bigwig. Why, he used to argue with... Hazel. A fair bit. But... he was our Hazel Rye, you see.
What's that?
Our chief rabbit. He was special, Hazel was. He was a... special kind of rabbit, somehow.
To make everything worse, it wasn't long before they heard a rabbit, no, two rabbits, stumbling down the burrow. There was an unmistakable whiff of blood, and there was Silver with a limping, battered buckthorn behind him. The expedition had returned.
No questions. Not yet. Just let us rest for a while.
But the Major. Major Holly.
In his burrow. Went straight there. And leave him alone, you hear me? Tell Hazel Rowe we failed. Tell him his idea was all right, but it didn't work. Tell him...
Stop it! Stop it! He's dead!
Dead?
The men shot him. Tonight.
Then our luck is gone. Come along, Buckthorn. Get some rest. Good fortune has gone from this warren.
Fire. Ivor tossed on the dirt floor of his burrow. He was having a dream, and it was a bad one. Somehow he was talking to one of the men, and incredibly, they understood each other. The man was in a field, nailing a sign onto a post, and he, Fiverr, had a question to ask.
What does it say? What is the message?
In love and memory of Azo, that's what. But he ought to be here, that Azo, so as I can hang him over the sign, the way we hang dead orcs and such like. Only he ain't here, is he?
Then where could he be?
Can't get at him, you see. You come with me, and I'll show you. You come with me. Do you see the drops of blood on the grass? The pretty drops of blood? Well, we follow them, don't we? Along here. And here. And here. Until we come to this culvert, this pipe. And there. In there. That lump of fur. That's your Azo. But I can't get at him.
But he moved.
Get on with you.
He did. Oh, look. You see? He's still alive.
Alive? No. He could be at that.
He's alive. Hazel's not dead. He's still alive. And I know where he is.
Fiverr was lying in his burrow, the dream still very vivid. It had seemed real enough, but was it true? Would anybody believe him? How could Hazel still be alive? He crawled across to Pipkin, touched him gently, and began to whisper. And together they left the burrow, not making a sound. There was only one thing to do, see for themselves, put Fiverr's dream to the test. And, in another part of the warren...
Strawberry? Hmm? Oh, so you're not sleeping either. It's despair, Strawberry, isn't it? Despair is creeping through these burrows like the mist that killed them all at Sandalford. You can't see it, can't touch it, but... our rabbits have lost hope, haven't they?
They miss Hazel.
We all miss Hazel.
He was one rabbit that... I don't know. Somehow you felt Hazel would live forever, that nothing could ever be too much for him. Nothing.
But they shot him, Strawberry. Two shots. I heard them.
Yes. And then we come back, Major Silver, Buckthorn and I, with more bad news. Half dead with nothing to show for it. Not one single female. You can't blame them, can you, for feeling the way they do?
But we can't go on moping forever. That will make it worse. We've got to do something about it, and the sooner the better. And I think I know what will help. Strawberry, go to all the burrows and wake them all up.
Now?
Now, and tell them to look lively. Tell them to meet me at the Major's burrow.
But Dandelion, what are you going to do?
Do? Look, we've just lost a chief rabbit, haven't we? Well, what we need now is a new one.
But who? Major Holly?
Who else? Captain Bigwig's too bossy. Sergeant Silver would never make a leader, much as I like him, and so it has to be Major Holly. Can you think of a better role?
Well, are we all here?
Except the two youngsters, Fiverr and Pipkin.
And where are they? You looked in their burrow.
Yes. Acorn thinks they've run away.
Rubbish. They never do that. Why should they?
Because this is a bad luck warren, according to Acorn. He says we're finished.
Oh, does he? Do you, Acorn? Do you think this warren is finished? How about you, Captain Bigwig? Are we finished?
May I interrupt? Excuse me, Captain, but I feel I must say this. Well, as everybody knows, Bluebell and I are the most recent members of the Watership Warren, with the exception of these two charming young does. And so you may feel it a little impertinent of me to interfere, but all this nonsense about bad luck, this talk of being finished, simply appalls me. What's the matter with you? Where's your courage, your confidence in yourselves? Where is it? Didn't you learn anything from Hazel?
We must have a leader, sir.
Every warren needs one.
Then get yourselves one. Talk it over. Make up your minds. For Frith's sake, do something definite.
We have made up our minds, sir. We'd like you.
What did you say?
You. To be our Ra.
Oh, no. No, not me. I thank you for the honor, but...
You have the experience, Major.
And the authority. You've been taught how to lead in the old days back at Sandals.
I couldn't do it. I'm too tired. There's been too much lately. Oh, first, the escape from Sandalford. Ask Bluebell. He knows what that was like. And I'm not as young as I was. And then I just led an expedition that came so close to disaster that it's taken all the fright out of me. Oh, it wasn't my fault, and every one of us did what he could, but it was a failure. And now, for a while, all I want to do is rest. I am not, and I'll never be, your leader.
What did happen on that expedition, sir? Isn't it time you told us?
Yes. Yes, I suppose it has to be told sometime. You all saw us the day we left here, Sergeant Silver, Strawberry, Buckthorn and I. We were quite confident. Our hopes were high. There seemed to be no earthly reason why we shouldn't come back with the does you all wanted so much. And we had that seagull, Kiha, to fly ahead and guide us on our way.
It was easy going at first. Plenty of cover, hedgerows, clumps of trees here and there. Even at one stage, a vast field of standing wheat. But Major Holly was too old a hand to forget about caution, ever to feel completely safe. After all, this was unknown territory, even with Kiha flying overhead to guide them.
I don't see Buckthorn, Sergeant.
He stopped back there, sir. He'll soon catch up.
A call of nature, I believe. Then it must be covered, Sergeant. Tell him that.
Yes, sir.
From here on, all droppings must be concealed.
Like the cats do.
That's right. No sense in telling the world where we are. Ah, that seagull, he's coming back. He's going to land.
Trouble, do you think?
Or else we've strayed off the track. Fine, Buckthorn. Tell him to hurry up. We must stay close to each other. What is it, Kiha? You've seen something?
Yes, I see something. You must be careful, I think. He's ahead there, in the bushes. I see it creeping very low, very, very low.
But you couldn't tell what it was?
All I know, it is watching you. For a long time it is watching you, I think.
Quiet, Kiha. Can you hear anything? Take off, Kiha. You're more used to us up in the air than down here.
Did I give you a scare?
A hare! It's nothing but a hare!
No offense, didn't mean to scare you. I had to check up on you first, but what on earth are you doing here anyway?
We're looking for a warren. A huge warren.
Kiha, that seagull you saw, he told us about it.
You don't mean Ephrafa. That's probably what he meant. But you don't want to go there. Look, that bird would only see Ephrafa, but he couldn't know what goes on there. Terrible it is.
Terrible, this
Ephrafa.
This Ephrafa is a bad warren.
Warren? It's like a prison. A secret prison, even for its own rabbits. I've seen the guards. They're big and cruel, and they're everywhere. I've seen their patrols roaming about all over the place, day and night. You can hear the screams that come from Ephrafa. Your best advice is to forget Ephrafa. Go back where you came from.
But we have a mission to carry out.
And we've come a long way.
Wait. Did you hear something?
No. I don't think so.
Oh, sorry. This part of the world makes me nervous. But I felt I had to warn you.
Suddenly, the hare was gone. And just as suddenly, out of the bushes, from every side, came the biggest rabbits they'd ever seen. One, obviously the head of the patrol, came close to Holly.
Who are you? What do you want?
Just stay still. Keep perfectly still.
I asked you a question. Who are you?
Campion. Captain Campion. Where are your marks?
Marks? I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I didn't think you would. Nothing. Nothing anywhere. And what about the others?
Not a sign, Captain. You were right.
I thought so. Strangers. You four will have to come along with us.
Why? What is this? And what's all this nonsense about marks? What marks?
Look, we're a long way from home and it smells like rain, so why don't you just shut up? And we'll all be on our way.
No, it won't take a moment. We have a system. All of our rabbits carry the mark. The sign of the squad they belong to. The squad they'll always belong to until the day they die. Understand? That way we keep order. That way, people stay where they belong.
Captain, it is raining. I felt a few spots.
I've nearly finished. So we never have a left back leg, shall we say, trying to fraternize with the chest marks or any of the neck marks. Stay where you're told. Do what you're told. That's the way we run things at Ephrafa.
Until the day you die. So what kind of mark is it that would last a lifetime?
Perhaps we should show them, Captain.
We bite them. We make an incision. You know, with the teeth. Now, let's be on our way.
We're under arrest, then. Is that it?
Questions, questions, questions. Who do they think they are? Just wait until they meet the General. Wait until they meet him.